For my whole life, I didn't know if I even really existed, but I do.
Joker is the film that everyone is talking about. Critics are calling it the film of the year, an instant classic, a masterpiece, 5 stars.
People are starting to notice.
Gloriously daring, thunderously powerful, Joaquin Phoenix is astonishing.
The clown. When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Joker, in cinemas October 4. Book tickets now.
It's Dr. Rupi from the Doctor's Kitchen podcast. Now, I used to have a real issue with Wi-Fi in my flat, particularly in my kitchen, which is a bit of a dead spot. And that's an issue for me because I upload live videos to Instagram and Facebook showing people how to cook. But since I've started using this Wi-Fi disc from BT, I've now got Wi-Fi in every corner of my flat. Now, my live streaming is uninterrupted and I can even watch other people's recipes by streaming whilst I'm cooking in my own kitchen. If you want to find out a bit about how you can improve your Wi-Fi at home, check out BT Complete Wi-Fi.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can, with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is available on YouTube. Go check it out. Subscribe. Live your best life. And joining me is someone who always lives his best life. He is my friend, my work husband, and my soon-to-be travel partner in about a day from now. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up?
Well, hi, Ben.
Howdy doody, we are going to Charlotte tomorrow, and I'm really excited because I've been through that Charlotte airport about a bajillion times at this point, but I've never actually stepped outside of it, so I'm really excited to go and not be laying over on route to somewhere else.
Well, isn't that going to be nice?
It will be nice. That will be very nice.
Wow.
We have a big show on Thursday in Charlotte. As part of the Queen City Comedy Experience, it is going to be amazing, huge theater. It's got balconies and all that shit, and they just released a whole bunch of tickets in the balconies. So be sure to get your ticket. Come see it. Come see us on Thursday night. It's going to be amazing. We're going to recap Real Housewives of Orange County, which also should be a very funny episode. And then the following night, we're going to Nashville to recap Real Housewives of Dallas, which should also be very funny. I think we have actually two really good episodes to cover for these live shows. So we are totally psyched. So get your tickets at watchacrappens.com. And don't you worry if you're not in the Charlotte or Nashville area, because we're going to so many cities. I'm going to go through the list. If you hear your city, pause the podcast and buy a ticket. That's my command. So here we go. Atlanta, Carrboro, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Tampa, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago, New York City, St. Louis, Philadelphia, Denver, Seattle, Los Angeles, Detroit, Columbus, Houston, and many more to come. Some of those shows have low ticket alerts. Some are sold out. Some the general admission sold out, but they're still VIP. You just got to click the link and see what you can get. You'll have an amazing time. I promise it. And that's the news. That's the news.
That's the news, everybody. And guess what else is news? Today, we are going to do Below Deck Mediterranean.
Well, that is news. That's news a lot, honey. Honey, sweetheart.
And there's only two episodes left, including this one.
So sad. And no reunion. No reunion, which is bullshit. How is that there was no reunion for Summer House, no reunion for Southern Charm New Orleans, and now no reunion for this? What's the deal, Bravo?
Well, I think it's because Below Deck casts tend to just apologize at reunions and nothing ever happens. Like, remember last time everyone was like, Hannah, you're a bitch. And she's like, well, you're right. And I'd like to apologize. Honey.
That's true. They are very polite because they're still technically professionals who could be hired on other yacht crews. So yeah. But no excuse for no Summer House reunion. This was such a good season. How do we not have... Like, how did Bravo not give us just some extra time with just, like, Paige and Hannah just being like, Carl's a real dick, and I'm wearing a really cute outfit, so thanks, Andy. Thanks.
Well, Ben, I have a question for you. Why are we still talking about season 3? Summer House is over.
Sorry. I just, you know, I have these feelings that just stay with me all year long. What can I say?
God, tell me about it. You know what I suggest? Eating them. They're delicious.
That is a great thing. You know what really helped me get through some of my feelings was the fact that I actually watched Hustlers on Friday and Mercedes Rule was in it. How about that? That
made me feel really good. Oh, wow. I love her.
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I fucking love Mercedes Rule. Married to Medicine. I mean, Married to Medicine.
She should
Married
be on
to
that.
The Mob, which actually should be another Bravo show. There, I just gave you something. I know they already had Mob Wives on VH1, but guess what? It's a different era.
What if we tuned in for the Summer House reunion and it was just Mercedes Rule sitting in a chair answering questions from Andy Cohen? Well, you know what? My summer was very lovely. I don't know who Carl is, but I had a great time, Andy. Next question.
So we open in, guess where, our favorite aunt, Aunt Tibby.
Okay. Oh, Aunt Tibby. I love Aunt Tibby.
And it's a very dramatic episode. It's like, dun 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 dun. It's raining. Dun 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 dun. And then we see an underwater plant. I was like, wait a minute. You can't show an underwater plant, like, to scare us. It's the ocean. Okay?
Yeah, don't give us a kelp scare. It's not going to work.
That was the funniest shot. So Joao returns from the hospital in the middle of the night in his white jeans and just goes to bed as everyone else sleeps.
Yeah, it was this very scary shot of him returning to the boat. It was almost like one of those scary film noirs where there's a motel and it's raining in the middle of the night and someone knocks on the door and needs a room and then they get stabbed in the shower. I'm talking about Psycho. It's like Psycho.
Yeah, it's basically just Psycho starring Joao.
I'm on the run. I have some money, and I'm going to take a shower, and surely no one will stab me.
And Tim, we take showers with water hoses and balls of soap that we find in the trash.
So it's a storm, and then the next morning, someone's alarm goes off, and it's that groovy alarm. It's that...
Who has that one? Who did that? Which one of you? I feel like it's like Aisha.
Ooh, I love it!
That music is groovy!
What a great, long sound! I love it!
Hallelujah, jacking up on the hot six. It was definitely worth the wait. He's packing. I'm pleased with the merchandise. 4 yelps.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we see Hannah in her room, just in her bra, and she's just like staring. She's like giving honey face to the air, and then she's like, damn it. She's like trying to go after a fly. Like that fly. It was basically like Casey. She was trying to find Casey from last season.
Yeah.
What's she doing big on here? Is that fly throwing up?
Hannah really is nice because she could normally kill flies with her honey eyes. Honey. Yeah, those flies just fall over dead. They're like, I give up.
You kill more flies with a honey face than vinegar.
Then we get a really lovely shot of a bedroom camera where Ben is trying to pack his junk. You know, he's like,
Did not notice that.
His hands are down his pants. And he's just like trying to position his balls right. I was like, well, thanks, guys.
I feel bad for any fly that got stuck in that. The fly's like, I'm just going to fly around this area. It should be safe. And oh, no. Oh, God. It's a riptide.
That's where the fly came from. Ben's pants.
That's why Hannah was like, I have to kill this fly before it multiplies.
Yeah, and then, of course, it goes straight from his balls to Hannah's nose. It's like, oh, damn it. So Hannah and Aisha are hugging in the galley, and Aisha's like, I didn't sleep much for about 19 times. We had espresso martinis, then we had an aperitif, and then I had dick. Lots of dick.
And then just when I was getting ready to go to sleep, I was like, is my anus just as long as it used to be? So I stuck my finger up it, so I had to wash my finger afterwards.
There's someone else in this episode who needs to wash their finger, but we'll get to that. Did you notice that while she's talking about how she boned all night, Hannah just stood there giving her really intense honey eyes?
I don't think I noticed it because I think I'm so used to the honey eyes, you know?
They were like a pulsing squint, just like, oh, I'm trying not to get jealous that you're getting so much sex.
Hepatite. I mean, it makes sense that Hannah's honey eyes are like really strong because she just got yelled at by Captain Sandy at the end of last episode when she said, you know, I'm really not happy with the interior, and it starts with you, Hannah Banana. It starts with you. And Hannah's face just like cocked the side, giving level 10 honey eyes right at Sandy.
Yeah, she totally. So the captain checks on Joao in bed, and she's like, what did he say? Did he prescribe you hugs? Because I got some here. I got some, but I need to see a prescription. Okay?
Yeah, he's like, well, I have a virus, or as they say in Zimbabwe, a sickness that is caused by a microorganism. But it's fine. I mean, I have 107 fever, but I'm ready to get back to work. I'm ready to get back to work. She's like, ah, no. No, I'll be the one to decide that. You just sit here and eat your branzino, and I want to quarantine you away from everyone, okay? We're going to let the women have a day of peace for once, okay?
Well, I just, I hope that I can stay down here and not get even sicker with girls around me who are acting like sluts or cock jugglers, okay? Thank you.
You know, even just like the...
Ben, like, you're exhausted.
No, because even thinking about Joao being sick is making me feel sick. You ever have that happen? Like, I feel nauseous now. I have, like, I am such a hypochondriac that I feel like I contracted his illness through the TV.
So Travis is taking over today for Joao, and he's like, I've worked as a person before. I know loads more than him.
Yeah,
so that's cute. So then provisions arrive at the boat. Because I was hoping that this meant, you know, typically on Bravo, someone says something like that, and it's like, boom, they're completely incompetent, and the boat crashes on the last charter. Mm-hmm. So the provisions arrive, and Anastasia tells Ben, provisions are here, darling. And he goes, are they? She's like, yes, if you'd like to help us. And he gets so mad at her.
So mad.
Hannah comes in, and he's like, advise your stewardess, please, to not tell me what to do ever again.
Please. And Hannah goes, which one, honey? The less important one that told me to go help out with provisions. I'm like, the less important one who's been helping you for the past three charters? That one?
Yeah. Okay. The one that has been avoiding all of her own duties so that she could help you fucking cook because you can't do it alone? That one? Ben? Yeah.
That one, Ben? That one?
He's like, so, why doesn't she tell Captain Sandy while she's on it? And then the music stops, and Aisha drops like rolls of toilet paper down the stairs.
Yeah. ooh, gravity. So then the thing is that like the weather's really bad, and they have to go to Monaco to pick up their next guests. So they're going to have to like zip out of Aunt Tibby. And so Sandy's getting everyone to, you know, everyone has to tie down the chairs and everything for this little ocean passage or Mediterranean Sea passage. So Sandy's like, weather in the Med is always unpredictable, but this time of year more so because winter is coming. That's right. We actually have some White Walkers as our next charters. It's really very exciting. Very exciting. Treat them well. Don't touch them. Don't look them in the eye. Our service has to be top notch.
She's like, Hannah, you got your tablescapes up and ready? Ta-da, Captain Sandy, ta-da. Well, this is going to slide all over the place. I need you to lock it down, Hannah. I was like, geez, now you're mad at Hannah for a storm. Like, come on.
Okay, Hannah, the first rule, make sure none of those glass pebbles are made of dragon glass, because our guests will not like that at all. Winter is coming. Winter is coming.
The crow told me. So they pull out while Jawa is sleeping, and it's bumpy, you know, so he feels a bump, and he just opens his eyes like, in Zim, this never would have happened. He's all mad. And Travis is like, it's all about the passion for yachting. It's all about the passion.
Yeah.
But the doors are slamming and opening and slamming, because it's rough weathers out there, okay?
Yeah, and then Anastasia also has some oranges. She's dealing with some oranges, and Hannah's like, Anastasia, could you please put your oranges away? And Anastasia's like, well, where would you like them? And Hannah's like, be inventive, sweetheart. Be inventive. I hope you heard that, sweetheart. That's one step away from me. Honey. So,
yeah. That's sweetheart. Called a last day sweetheart. All right. If this were earlier in the charter, that would have been a honey. All right, honey.
You know what sweetheart means? Sweetheart means open up a cabinet and put the oranges in them. It's that simple, you dumbass.
Dumb. So Travis is talking to Colin, and he's like, well, this should be really easy on the surface.
Well, it's up to you, because it's your charter now, so we'll do whatever you want. You know, Travis has always been fine on the boat, but off the boat, he has problems. I really like Travis, but I'm also scared of his social skills and his effortless hair.
Don't be scared. People are nice. You just gotta get to know them a little bit. Be nice and be the good Colin that we raised you to be. We're proud of you, Collie.
So then it is the end of the season, because Colin is trying to make up a rap, and he's like, Joao has a fever, and the only cure is yachting. I was like, uh-oh, someone's losing their touch.
That was an SNL parody.
Oh, well, someone's lost their SNL viewership. Me,
yeah,
who no longer watches SNL. There it went.
It's the famous cowbell skit. So they're in this choppy in the choppy seas, and it's like jujum 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 jujum, and Colin's in the crew mess, and he's just eating something, and Jack is standing right by him drinking some like blazing hot tea, and apparently it sloshes out of the teacup and lands on Colin's foot or his leg. He's like, ow, fucker,
Callie, you know better than to use the F word. Next time you gotta say that, you say fudge, ow, fudge, okay, Callie? Uh oh. I forgot you can't say fudge too loudly near Aunt Tibby. Now she's looking through all the pantry.
She's real hungry, Carl. Real hungry.
So I have to go back to this. Joao has a fever and the only cure is yachting. So what's the SNL sketch? I need to know. Because now I've just proved myself to be stupid and I need to know the reference.
There's a very famous skit from about...
Yeah, it needs more cowbell. I remember that, but... What is it?
Don't get snippy with me because you mess it up, sir.
I'm trying. It's not because I messed it up. I want you to educate me. I just want to fast forward to the lesson that I need.
Oh, no, because one of the lines in that skit is Will Ferrell saying, I've got a fever. Oh, no, it's Christopher Walken. He's like, I got a fever. And the only thing that can cure it is more cowbell.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ben. Like
that. That's what that is. Yeah.
Oh my God, so we almost broke up right now.
I know, it was really scary. I was like, sweetheart. So then Sandy is navigating through these waves, and we see her up in the wheelhouse, and she goes, here comes a big wave, and then it splashes against the yacht. She goes, oh yeah. Yeah, oh. Oh, that was a good big wave. Good big wave.
So Anastasia checks on Joao. She's like, just checking in. Do you want anything? Are you hot? He's like, have you seen my Instagram? And by the way, have you seen his Instagram?
I haven't seen his Instagram, but I saw a picture of him like in a trench coat covering up his junk.
Well, yeah, he's like naked under a trench coat, and like some girl is pulling the trench coat open, so you see half his body and his hairy nipples.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, wow. So just had to put that for all of you who are listening at lunch. Delicious.
Yeah, that's... Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was almost like the Showgirls poster.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it was exactly the same leg things. Comes out.
It was like... how they released Showgirls in Zim. So Ben comes out and he's like, Travis, you want the fenders out, don't you? Wouldn't be a bad idea to put the fenders out. Yes, I know this because I've been yachting for years.
I'm sorry. Did you just tell the bosun what to do, chef? I'm sorry. Is that what happened?
Pretty much.
I'm sorry. I thought we were not supposed to be talking out of turn here.
Is the bosun higher than the chef?
No, but still, I mean, the point is this, that, like, he is perfectly happy offering his own opinion for things, okay? So, like, I mean, admittedly, yes, Anastasia should not have told Ben to get provisions out. I'm just saying that Ben is a hypocrite. That's all.
Yeah, well, you got that right. You got that right, buddy. So the captain's like, can I swing my stern to port? God, Travis, talk to me. I hate, all right, just heard from you, and it felt great. That felt great. God.
I hate silence. I hate silence. Oh, you were napping? Never mind. That's my favorite kind of silence. Go back to it. I'm just going to crash the boat. Don't mind, because it's worth it for a nap.
Hearing Travis call this is destroying me. I can tell he's doing a good job, but I want to be there.
Like, be quiet, Joao. Like,
yeah, be quiet.
We finally have an episode where you're, you know, debilitated. Just stay in bed.
Yeah, and you're, and every time I cuss to his room, it just looks like oppressive, because, you know, it's so hot in that room, and it's like this dark night cam, and you just know it smells like combos, like old combos, and like
yes, like sweaty combos, you know, like when you go to sleep when you're holding like a fistful of combos, but you just fall asleep.
Yes,
we've all been there, guys.
June Hannah, looking for the commercial. June Hannah.
Enjoy brilliant sound your way on Sonos. Play a movie in your living room, a podcast in your bedroom, and music in the kitchen. Then take the sound outside to your garden. Listen to what you want, where you want, how you want, with a Sonos sound system created by you. Discover more at Sonos.com.
Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October. Brexit will bring changes that affect businesses in many ways. Particularly if you buy from EU suppliers, sell to EU customers, provide services to EU clients, and receive customer data from other businesses in the EU. Businesses need to prepare. Find out how at gov.uk/Brexit. Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October.
I'm delirious right now. I just have to say I'm delirious. Before we started recording, I poured myself apparently an extremely, extremely strong cold brew. And I'm seeing double right now. So I got that high. I've got like whatever Joao has, except in like caffeinated version. And I'm like, oh, where's that kelp?
Okay, so the captain's like, we've been challenged by the weather, all right? The water sports and Joao's ill, and then the last charter, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing what you have here, guys. And Hannah's like, I'm going to make this work, all right? This means the guests stay in a lot, so our work has to be up here, honey. So Ben is telling Hannah and Anastasia, guys, can we release a cracker ball? I really want to start to think about it. All right, guys.
Has anyone gotten any Pepperidge Farm provisions? I would like to make a beautiful cracker basket. Can we make a cracker basket with some Pepperidge Farm? Anyone? Do we have wasser? Do we have any wasser crackers? No. No.
Well, Hannah and Aisha are like, crackers! And like hugging each other. They've so got that last day of school attitude going on, where everything's just wonderful because it's almost over. And Aisha's like, hey, that made me love you even more, Hannah!
The L word is not allowed on this boat anymore.
Don't let Captain Sandy hear you. You know that she's got that show on a loop down on Netflix. It's a good show, exactly. The L word. If you guys haven't watched it, binge it. It's amazing.
She has the L word on loop for many different reasons. So so now it's like, here come the guests. And so they all line up. And then everyone lines up. And then you see Sandy go, hi. And then it cuts to commercial. Like, what will Sandy say next? Will she say, hi, how are you? Or, hi, welcome to the boat. Who knows? You'll have to wait through the commercial.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, what I was going to say is, hi, welcome aboard. Obviously, these aren't the greatest conditions, but we're happy you're here. So then we go on the boat tour, and Hannah's like, there's one guest that is looking mighty fine, but it's not happening, Hannah. Oh, bad Hannah, slapping the wrist, Hannah.
Unless he happens to buy me a plane ticket from Prague, in which case, real gentleman, real gentleman.
Unless you've got a carton of cigarettes that you're not going to try and charge me for 3 months later under your arm.
So then,
yeah.
Hannah. Yeah, so Joao is still sick. We're going on this tour. Hannah has her eye on this guy named Dan. And then for the people like me who really enjoy Jody Watley, I hope everyone else realized someone else out there must have heard this, because I could have sworn the B-roll music was a Jody Watley song. And I was like, are they trolling me right now? Are they actually playing Jody Watley karaoke? Because I could have sworn they were playing Want Me, Don't You Want Me. You know that song? Want me, don't you want me to kiss me and hold you tight? Because I could have sworn that was playing. And I was like, this show has gone to the next level. If they are indeed playing Jody Watley, I am forever in debt to this show.
Now, you know, these
You're
guys
like, I don't know
be...
what to say to that, Ben. I don't know what to say to that.
No, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you got some Jody Watley. It's like I hear music from Annie everywhere. I'm like, is this from Annie? It's like, no, I'm in a Ross. This isn't happening. We know that these are going to be really boring guys because they're saying things like, guys, this is going to be epic. Like, oh, good. Basic. These are like the equivalent of a gather sign, this group of guys.
Yeah. This is going to be epic. I'm surprised they didn't say something like, winning.
Winning. Winning. Noise. Okay, noise. So Colin is checking in on Joao, and Ben is asking Anastasia where the guests are because he wants to have a chat with them. And Hannah's like, well, they're lovely. We're not going to have any problems with them. He's like,
don't get too complacent, love giver. All right, yeah. Don't get too complacent, darling.
Yeah, so Ben goes up to the guests and he's like, well, I want to find out because you all have different preference sheets, and I don't think that any of you simpletons ever conferred with each other because there's not a lot of overlap. Who here likes snails?
And of course, one of the ladies is like, gross. I mean, maybe hide it under something so I don't see it. Like, just say no. I don't like it. What's the problem, you fucking weirdo? I like that Hannah goes up to the table and she's like, well, hello, everybody. Here's some salt. She goes, here's some cheese and crackers with a little salt to dip your quail egg in. And they just looked at her like, what is a quail egg? That is disgusting.
I just love that you just got so mad at the woman for saying, okay, you can hide it, because that is actually more like... That is more cooperative, I can't think of the right word, than most other... Like, most people would say, no, I don't like snails. And I'd be like, you know what, try something. You're in France. We'd normally get mad at them. And here she's like, well, I don't like it, but if you hide it, I'll eat it. And we're like, no, you should just say you don't like it. Like, these guests can't win with us.
No, they can't. You can never win with me, okay?
I'm just mad.
That's why I can't be a referee for any kind of sport, because no one would win. I'd just like to end it going, you both lose. Everybody go home. Get out.
It's like Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Gun when he has to be the ump at that baseball game. Rent it if you haven't seen it, because it's a funny movie. So, so then Anastasia is like, hey, Aisha, when this is all over, let's go to a day spa. And then Aisha's like, let's do that.
Anastasia's like, you're going to get laid. Maybe even Colin can get laid. Yeah, Aisha's still on the last word for like another 10 minutes.
Is there an incoming plane? I can't tell.
Old Man River.
I wrote down
that Old Man River.
Old Man Aisha. So, I write down, the show, we always write this, we always say this every time we recap the show, we write down notes for the stupidest things. I wrote down, guests want beers. I'm like, so then the next thing that happens is the guests want beers. I mean, what sort of guest wants beers? Am I right, Ronnie? Come on now. Like, why did I write that down?
Yeah, I wrote, the guest asked Colin for beer. So Hannah's like, all right, girls, Anastasia, Hannah. She's like, why are the girls not answering their radios?
No, what happens is not that. It's that Hannah, there's a reason why we said the guests want beers. Because Hannah was dealing with the provisioner. And then Anastasia and Aisha are chatting about the day spa. See, now it all makes sense. And so the guests want beers. So Colin's like, oh, Anastasia, Colin. Hannah, Colin. Hey, this is kind of fun to say this. June, Colin. I miss you. Hannah, Colin. Hannah, Colin. At which point,
you just hear the echoes from across the sea.
We're just friends.
What a nice guy. Like my brother.
So Sandy overhears Colin calling for all the stews, and she starts to get mad. And she basically goes and tells Hannah, like, "Hey, Hannah, the guests want some beers, you know. Hey, how about this? Why don't you tell the guys to keep an eye on the guests?" And Hannah's like, "Well, I did, honey." "Oh, yeah? Hey, Colin, did she tell you to keep an eye on the guests?" And Colin goes, "No, but I mean, I was with them anyway. I was sort of workshopping a rap with them. I don't know. It was fine." "Hey, Hannah, don't ever lie to me again.
I don't like that.
Don't lie to me again.
Ever lie to me." It's like, geez, the captain is just like, "Wait a minute. I went through a season of getting along with Hannah. I will not look weak after last season." She's like, last season revenge still. Like, get over it, lady. So she's all pissed off, and Hannah's like, "I wasn't lying. I did say it's going to be busy, so maybe it would be good if you held that a little bit." Mm-hmm. And she's like, "No, Hannah, that's not what I meant, okay? That's not what I meant." Jeez. She's like, "Ask them specifically. You need to ask them specifically to help you." And Hannah's like, "Okay, then." She goes, "Hannah's been doing a great job this season, but she thinks she's best friends with the stews, and so they don't think they have to do their jobs, and that's the problem." No, it's not really, actually, the problem. It hasn't been a problem until a certain someone named Ben, who happens to be saying the exact same thing you are, said it, right?
Yeah.
Has anything really bad happened yet?
That's true. I mean, Hannah was doing a great job until Ben showed up, and then all of a sudden, like, the vibe against Hannah has changed. So, yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah, although to be fair, sit and talk with each other, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, they're all friends. Well, how can you have a boat run when everyone's friends with each other?"
I don't understand that. But then, meanwhile, we cut to Hannah, like, sticking her finger into Aisha's ear, and Aisha's like, "Ooh, that feels good. And Ben's just, like, watching from the galley, like, "Oh, I don't understand that."
I mean, Ben is the one who fucked somebody in the interior. So, like, he fucked one of the... Didn't he fuck that girl the last season Rabbit? He was on here? No, not Rabbit. The one before that. Maybe it was the season before that. He had sex with that employee on the couch. Didn't he? Is this all in my mind?
No, I think that did happen. I just can't remember. Was that on regular Below Deck when that happened?
Yeah, he's from regular Below Deck. Right? No, wait. He's from Below Deck. God, I'm so confused.
Ben started on Below Deck, and then he was on the first season of Below Deck Med. He was sort of like he helped the spinoff, basically, back when there was that other captain, Mark, who was like,
oh, right,
the farmer's insurance dude.
Yeah. And he was all tired. He's like, dun, 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 dun. Dun. Yeah. It's all exhausting.
He's like, I'm gonna bring some discipline around here sometime.
So Aisha's getting her ear wiggled by Hannah, and Ben's like, "Oh, everything's just so amazing for you, isn't it? It's like a bloody orgy." She's like, "Yes, my life is like one long orgasm."
Oh, I just came right now.
So Ben's getting more and more mad. So then Hannah and Aisha are talking outside, and Hannah's swiping on her phone, and she's like, "This is what I want to do for the Gatsby party. What do you think of that? I'm spending all my time on these parties. It's going to impress the guests and the captain." Like, good luck with that. Captain Sandy going to get you today.
So then Colin goes to check in on Joao, and Joao's like, "Is this room hot? Or, I mean, when I say hot, I mean Zim hot or American hot? What do you think?" Colin's like, "Whoa, it's like a million degrees in here." "Oh, I'm cold. Like, I'm freezing under these blankets. I was trying to masturbate to the image of Brooke, my girlfriend, who dumped me, but even I couldn't get it up because I'm too hot right now."
And Colin's going to go sleep in a guest room because, you know, Colin ain't going to stay around those germs, and I don't blame him, you know? I think Colin's, like, allergic to vanilla flavoring, you know? Like, Colin is sleeping in his own room. So then these guys, the guests, are talking, and they're like, "Well, bro, is it like that in New York, too? Is that the state law? Because, like, look, commission, W-2, I mean, taxes, you know, file, commission, W-K, K-5, 1-1, yeah, that's what I say. You know, here's what I say about it, decimal points."
Right. Well, one of the guys was saying, "Only in New York and only California, New York, and New Jersey lose, but everyone else makes money, and they're actually going to spend it. They're going to get more back." I'm like, I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but it sounds a lot like you're trying to defend the new tax law, and I will not stand for that because I don't know anyone who's not been fucked over by those new tax laws. Every single person has been fucked over. So, sir, if that is what you're standing for, fuck you. If it's not, then it was a lovely conversation that you were probably having. Yes.
I just heard, like, numbers, decimals. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't pay attention to this.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy's like, wait until next April, Randy, whenever all the commission W-2s like me have to file their taxes. So I think they were talking about the tax code. I think that Randy was defending it somehow, the one person in America who, I guess, likes the new taxes. And this guy was being like, no, you're going to get fucked because people who are on W-2s all got totally fucked this year.
Oh, well, geez. Okay, well, this still stands. They're boring. They're really, really boring. Like, you're on a yacht, and that's what you're talking about.
Or as Aisha would say, these guests are super boring. Ooh.
She goes, what's the most boring thing in the world? And then it cuts to a guy going, I went to Willie Nelson's concert when I was in college. And then it cuts back to her going, I don't know, but they're more boring than that.
So then they, and then, by the way, the producers keep cutting to Joao in bed. Like, they'll just have, like, a random shot. People will be talking about something, and they just cut to Joao in his, like, in the night vision view of his bed. And he's always, like, propped up on one elbow. Like, he's about to get out of bed, but not quite. I'm like,
yeah.
Why do we have to keep seeing Joao in this state? Can we just, like, pretend he's not there? Because I'm getting sick off of him. I am.
Yeah.
I know.
I am going to get up, but I'm too sick.
So Trav and Colin are talking outside, and Colin's like, oh my god, what if I get sick? Oh, jeez, have you ever had cinnamon in your coffee? Almost died! And Travis is like, after we're done working, bro, you can come sleep in my bed. We'll have a big joint sleepover. And Colin's reaction, he's like,
ah, Mom, the big kids want me to stay over. Is that cool? Yes, go have some fun. You'll have a great time. Don't be scared. And if you get scared, you can always call me.
So table set also up. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was also going to say, I don't know if you saw this. There was also a random shot because there was like a lot of stuff happening right here. There was this random shot of Sandy like picking at some food in the crew mess. Did you see this? She was just down there eating some food, and there were a bunch of pizza boxes nearby because obviously they just ordered pizza for the crew. And the pizza box said Pizza System Casino. I'm like, I don't know what sort of pizza place that was, the Pizza System Casino. But I have a pretty good feeling that was probably the worst pizza in all of the world.
Yeah, probably.
Pizza System Casino.
Yeah. So the table set up. So Anastasia's like, let's get funky with it. She's like, I want to wear the pants off Captain Sandy. I mean, this is going to be perfect. Oh, and I wrote, cut to Captain eating donuts. That's what I wrote.
Yeah, that's right next to the Pizza System. Oh, yeah, we got some great slices from Pizza System.
I love that that's what we're looking at. I'm like, donuts?
I like that I can also be so snobby about pizza that's literally 20 miles away from the Italian border. I'm like, they don't know how to make pizza over there.
I think you're probably right because we're used to like American pizza. We'd be like, what the heck?
I just don't understand how the words Pizza System Casino all are on the same box. Like, how does like
listen, real estate's expensive there. You have to get everything in there. It's like pizza. What was it?
Pizza System Casino.
It's like Pizza System Casino accounting. It's like, wait a minute.
Like, I just don't understand. I don't understand. What is a pizza system or a system casino or a pizza casino? I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't know, but it sounds delicious, actually.
I mean, I'm not going to try any pizza. I'm not going to lie. I think I was just mad. I was mad at myself because I wanted pizza.
Well, now you're making me want pizza, you bastard.
I want pizza so badly.
So Anastasia's like, God, I really need to make this table perfect, Mother, because I don't want her coming down on poor Hannah because of the table decor. So the captain sees her and she's like, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Great work. Thank you. Really. That is four hug service right there. Great job.
You know what would make this better? A big wave. Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, God. God, that was a wave.
Oh, I wish we had the banana out in the water for that wave. Oh, because then I love that banana.
So Colin is talking to Aisha. He's like, well, I guess I'm going to sleep in the mess hall. She's like, oh, I don't mind sleeping with Jack if you're happy in our room. And he's like, well, how about I sleep with Jack? And they're like, oh, Colin!
So now the guests are coming upstairs and they're dressed for Great Gatsby. And there's one guy who's wearing like a, excuse me, Kofi Bib. I don't know how you call that sort of hat, like a white, like really flat sort of brimmed hat. And Aisha and like a striped blazer. So Aisha's like, oh, you look like the guy off of Mary Poppins who dances with the penguins. And he's like, thanks. I spent like a good 2 weeks trying to pick out this outfit for Gatsby. Thanks. I'm gonna have dinner in my room. Is that cool with everyone? Thanks.
So Ben's like, capers, capers, where are the capers? Where are the capers? How can I not find capers in here? Capers. 10,000 spoons and all you need is serving tweezers. Where the hell is everything? Fuck everything. This is Hannah's fault.
Isn't that coincidental? Don't you think? It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is your bloody serving tweezers. It's meeting the man of your dreams. And then putting your finger in his ear. Too friendly.
No. So he's like, I'm throwing the book at them. With this one, I'm giving the lady a snail. And she says she doesn't like it, but she'll be there. She'll be like, one time I went on a private yacht in south of France and the chef gave me a snail. I still can taste it. It's going to be amazing.
A young lady turns 32. She won the lottery and went on a yacht. She spent a whole damn life not having a snail. And then the day she ate one, the yacht sank and we all died. Isn't it ironic?
Oh, God.
I'm going to be doing Atlantis puns the rest of the episode. I'm just warning you right now. It has been unleashed by me. I unleashed myself. And I'm doing them. I don't care.
So funny. So the snails are served, and Hannah's like, look here. There's snails with pizza crust. It's like, what the hell?
There's a lot of pizza crust this episode. I think we now know why that Pizza System casino box was there.
Ben's like, I'm going to make it the fanciest shit ever. I'm taking crust off that pizza casino.
To learn the pizza system. So I went to the Pizza System casino. And I got it.
Pizza System snails. Enjoy, darling.
I think snails would actually be good on a pizza. There, I said it. I like snails.
So everyone, yeah, you know, I shockingly like snails. And you know why I also hate that lady? Because I was that person. We had snails at Nomi's restaurant. What's it called?
I don't
want snails. Gross. And you're like, Ronnie, stop being, you know, you didn't say stop being ignorant. You said something really supportive, but I heard Ronnie stop being ignorant. And so I ate some, and they were actually really good.
Yeah.
So there, I am that lady. So they're all watching her eat the snail, and she's like, grabs her throat, and we go to commercial. It's like, wow, I don't know what was more exciting. This lady, or when Captain said he said hi, and we didn't know what followed.
I know, they could do an act break like no one else on the show.
Yeah, they're really getting me today. So then we come back from the break and the lady's like, it's really good.
She liked the snail. She likes it. You know, you got to give her credit. She actually tried the snail. So there. So there. Yeah.
Congratulations, white lady. Yeah. So then Anastasia's like, Anastasia makes B. I was like, what am I trying to say here? She's making a bed, and Hannah and Aisha are hugging again. And Hannah goes, guess what, girly? You're staying with me in the south of France. And they're like, oh!
And he's like, all right, ladies, please. I can't stress enough. Like, please be silent when I'm plating. It's not a fucking circus in here, okay?
Yeah, because he got mad because he dropped the plate.
I want you to know that I'm plating over here, and I'm coursing the dinner, and I want you to know.
I wish I'd do more of her songs.
Don't worry, I can do all the heavy lifting.
I know, but it's
did
like
you I'm forget so... about me, Mr. Duplicity? I hope you.
I'll come down on you in a theater.
Would you go down on? Would you find capers for me in a theater? Does she cook eloquently? Can she? Okay, no, I'm out of my... I'm done.
Actually, that one was good. Does she cook eloquently?
Yeah, no, I just couldn't, because I realized that's when the theater part, I mix it all up. It's okay. It's all right.
So Ben dropped a plate, so now he's mad at them, which is so Ben. And Hannah's like, dude, breathe. All right, we're good. And he's like,
suck ass.
So they go up to serve the food, and she's like, the second course is foie. And these people just look so fucking confused. Like, they're confused by everything they're being served. I don't know that this was the guest. These were the guests to pull all this shit out on, you know?
Yeah. They were like, wait, the second course is foie? Like, how is the second course the fourth course? Like, no, foie, not four. Four? Are we golfing? No. Ugh.
I had snails, now I have to do a foie. How many things am I going to have to swallow tonight? They're like, oh, be quiet, base. Be quiet. Yeah. So Jack is checking the tea towels in the laundry, which I don't know why I had to write that down, but there you go. And Hannah's serving one.
Universal.
Because what?
We've all done that. It felt universal. We've all done that.
Yeah. I was like, guys, we can all relate to Jack right now, can't we?
Yeah. Yeah, and Jack and Aisha are... So it's just courses are coming out, and Ben's like... I have to say that normally I cook my own meals and it's like whatever, but this time I'm actually envious of the meals I can't have for myself. You've already won me over, in spite of me. Me? That was dedicated to me, from me.
It's a hard knock life for me.
I knew. It was only a matter of time. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, me. Thank you, cuisine, that I cook for myself. We're running out of Alana songs, so don't worry, everyone.
It's okay. You've already surpassed the number I know. I'm like in the back seat telling you how to drive, but doing nothing, you know?
Well, so, Jack. Oh, you know that's the ironic video, don't you?
No.
That's driving literally the ironic. Have you ever seen the ironic video? I'm sure you've seen it.
I don't know. It's literally. I was pretty sure. Alana. I wasn't allowed to watch videos when I was a kid. Camford? Well, Christian.
No, that video is. Well, some might say the ironic video is iconic because it's basically Alanis driving in a car. She's driving, but then there's another Alanis in the passenger seat, and then there's two Alanises in the back seat, and they're all singing at each other. And they're singing ironic at each other. So for you saying that you're sitting in the back seat, telling me how to drive is an unwitting Alanis reference. What I'm saying is, you have it in you, Ronnie. You have it in you. You're like, Ben, please move on.
What if it came back to me like an erased memory? And suddenly I just won't shut up. Like every show, I'm just going to sing Alanis songs.
Hey, ha, na, 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 na. You remember that song that she did? I'm undeserving. Something like that. Because you. I don't remember the lyrics to that one. It was from
You, na 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 na
na na na. You,
yeah. It was like from her incantation phase when she wasn't really singing; she was just more like,
Yeah. It was okay, so Jack and Aisha are making out, and Jack's like, "This is the laziest smooch from ya. I'm doing all the graft now. It's a downhill from here now that we're boyfriend and girlfriend." She's like, I'm not even trying anymore.
Yeah. I'm going to have to fish out my granny panties.
So Boring Dan is in the hot tub. And he's like, hey, Hannah, it's me, Boring Dan. You dating someone here? Just curious. Hey, Hannah, it's me, Boring Dan. Got something to talk about. You going to bed? Just curious. It's like, oh, hey, God, base.
Hey, Hannah, you ever filled out a form before? Super fun.
Yeah, base Dan. Okay, it costs extra to buy the yul at the end. Like, that's how base he is.
It costs extra for the yul.
So now Hannah's like, morning. I can look, but I can't touch. Sleep well, Boring Dan. Sleep well. You know, Hannah, it's like the very end of the charter is when Hannah always loses it and, like, tries to fuck some dude.
I know. Well, you know, that's what happens. When you get to the end of something, you just know the end is near. It's sort of like that phenomenon when you, like, are getting close to home, you have to go to the bathroom, you have to go to the bathroom more. It's like your bladder knows.
Yeah.
Poop shoot. Anyway, so it's the morning, and Sandy is, like, out on the deck, like, whoa, look at this. Ah, oh, this is beautiful. And she takes a picture. Look at this photo. The only thing that would be better would be if there were a big wave. Oh, there it was. Swept away my camera. It was worth it.
Love your wave. What a wave. God, I love that wave.
All the crew ready to depart. Por favor. Si vous plaît. There we go.
Yeah, that even language. Sandy's getting wacky because it's the end. So the captain to Anastasia, setting the table. She's like, why are you doing this here? You should be doing this outside. It's beautiful outside. Your judgment call should be, it's beautiful outside. I'm sitting out there. Shouldn't that be your judgment call? What is going on here?
Anastasia's like, well, I would do it outside, but I forgot how to get outside. Oh, not the same ever since I became a third Sioux again.
Oh, once you've had a taste of power, it's hard to figure out how doors open when you're a normal person again.
I had to wait out there 2 hours for someone to open that door for me. Oh, you had something in your hands? No, I just didn't know how to do it.
So Travis leads another departing pull out, or whatever you call it, while Joao is sleeping.
Departure.
Yeah, okay. And and Captain Sandy's like, good, good. Whoa, good. And then it's breakfast, and sure enough, someone goes, I'm excited we can eat outside. Oh, Sandy called it again. God, I love that banana.
Meanwhile, Joao, he hops into his uniform. He's like, is it weird that I can't wait to put my uniform back on to work? I'm like, only because you probably jerked off onto it last night. So yeah, that is weird.
I can't wait for you to put your uniform back on too. Jeez.
So, or as in Zim, as we say in Zim, clothing that you wear to work.
Yeah. So Joao is like, I'm feeling 100, Sandy. I'm ready to go back to work. She's like, I don't want to affect the people, Joao, all right? I don't want it around the guests. It's bad enough I've got that virus Hannah walking around here. You know, everyone's going to leave here mediocre, so that'll be fun.
Yeah. So so Anastasia is now taking like a panoramic shot with her camera of the view, and Hannah's like, Anastasia. You know, it's not as good as June. Can I just call you June? June, Hannah.
Oh, so she's like, here we go again. Anastasia not listening, you know, Stu not listening. So she's getting pissy. And then Ben serves a big, huge frittata. And then Hannah's like, well, I could come down on Anastasia with an iron fist, but she works well with positivity and she will crumble under criticism.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So then the music all stops during all of this very important stuff that I just recounted for no reason. The music's like, and then it just stops. And then we see Joao just downing a bottle of water. It's like,
just gulping.
Well, it's good water. It came from Pizza System Casino, you know?
So, speaking of water, it's water toys time. Everyone put the water toys are out, and Sandy's like, well, look how fast you did it, Travis. Wow, looks so good. Hey, there's that banana again. Wow. My camera's on. It looks like that big wave put it back for me. That's a good wave. That's nice.
I'd like to thank you, wave.
So, Colin's talking about Randy to someone, I forget who. He's like, whoa, could you believe it? That girl is only his girlfriend. I mean, that's a lot to bring her all the way over here for a yacht. I mean, on a second date, I bring a girl to McDonald's. I'm like, dollar menu, what up? Am I right?
So then he hugs Aisha.
P.S., by the way, I would totally go on a date with Colin after hearing that. I'm like, yes, please.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Sounds good. I'm not making fun of that. I'm like, that's a great... I'm down.
Colin's my people. I know I would have responded earlier to your sentence, but I had a boner. I heard dollar menu at McDonald's. I was like, ding. So he hugs Aisha. He's like, thanks for letting me sleep in your room last night. It's weird. In both rooms, I still smelled sperm, but God, Joao's a sadder for some reason. So that was nice. Thanks.
And then Boring Dan is like trying to impress Hannah with his Australian accent, and he's like, so do you want to go to the party? She's like, that's English, honey. And I'm like, Dan, if you're gonna do a fake Australian accent, learn from the masters, Ronnie and I, okay? This is how you do it. So do you want to go to the party?
Say you want to go to the patty, hmm?
Say you want to go to the patty. That's how you do it.
Yeah, learn from our terrible Australian accents. Okay,
nailed it.
Yeah, we're basically like a book on tape or an.
We're basically Burlitz.
I'm quitting.
Burlitz.
Yeah,
we're
I just basically quit. That was a different language. So Hannah,
you actually rewound yourself. That was very effective.
I did. I was like, let's just all pretend none of this is happening right now. So Hannah's like, Aisha, you can go on break. And Ben's like, oh, you kids are so good with your breaks. You're the break queen of the world. You have more naps than I have sleeps.
God, well, congratulations. This is the job you signed up for.
Yeah, and okay. You also get paid probably 8 times the amount, you prick.
Yeah. Yeah, Hannah's like, well, come be a stewardess, sweetheart. Sweetheart, that's right. I gave you the sweetheart. You know what the next level is. Okay, that's your sweetheart warning, all right?
Yeah, you've been given a sweetheart warning. So he's like, Hannah puts big pressure on herself for these girls to like her. Well, friendship overrides hierarchy, and with no hierarchy, there's no accountability.
I was like, how about you learn where things are in your drawers? How about that? Okay, Mr.
I have
can't
one
work
hand
by yourself.
In my drawer, and another hand is looking for capers.
Anastasia, please find the capers. So Joelle and Travis are talking in the mess, and Joelle's like, well, if you need any help from me, then I will help you. Just let me know what you need me to do. And Travis is like, well, it's real nice of you to offer helping. Now. Or was that later?
What you can do.
Maybe that was
later. I don't know. It's like, here's what you can do. You could stop masturbating all over the pool toys. That'd be great. No, please, no, that's not. No, you just. Okay, you just finished up. Okay, I guess that's your way of stopping. Okay.
So upstairs, boring Dan is like, wow, look at me. I'm the only one of us with shaved nipples. It's like, well, you're boring the fuck out of me, but maybe you could give a tip to Joao because he could use that. Thanks, boring Dan. Make yourself useful, boring Dan.
Meanwhile, Hannah has called for some can-can dancers to come dance, as can-can dancers tend to do. So they have a rot. They're on, it's what happens. So they are on the, they're like waiting to be picked up. So Joao picks them up. He's like, hi, how are you? I'm Joao. And I'm like, don't do your charming Joao thing to them. Because I know what you're thinking. Okay, which one of you cock jugglers wants to do your can-can over my cock-juggling cock-cock thing?
I know he's going to slut-shame the can-can dancers. He's like, oh, well, your skirts are a bit short. I don't know if that's how proper girls do it.
I'm so glad that all three of you came here. I've almost decided which one of you I want to bang, but I have not decided yet. So I'm going to flirt with all three of you and turn you against each other and then find one. And then when one of you dumps me because you realize that I'm the pig here, I'm going to be the victim. Thank you.
So the captain goes to Ben and she's like, it's your last dinner. You know what? That's like your last supper. Yes, Andy. Yes, Andy. He's like, you know, every chef I know, they count the dinners, not the days, you know? And he goes, oh, yeah, I count the dinners because dinner's the main event, huh? So then Joao is talking to Travis and Jack in the basement, and that's when Travis is like, wow, you have good timing coming down here when we're already done working. So thanks a lot, Joao.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Sandy loves the tablescape, and she's like, wow, Anastasia, this looks great. And she goes, thanks, I tried really hard, mother. Yeah. Do you like it, mother? It's pretty perfect. That's right. I'm back. Perfection.
You know, when Hannah applies herself and she applies it to her team, it's a miracle. And what I want is not to have to come down on Hannah just to get this result. That's what I'd like.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to do? I just want to look at the big waves and the banana, think about Branzino, and take a nap and wake up and there's a tablescape waiting for me. That's all I want.
So the guys are all dressed for a white party. The guests are all dressed for a white party. And Travis and Jack are talking on deck. And Travis is like, have you ever been to Iceland? He goes, no, is it cold? He goes, well, it's made of ice, actually. So yeah, it's pretty cold. Yeah, in America, we always learn that Iceland is called Iceland to keep people away because it's really Greenland. It's like really green. But Greenland is named that for people to come to Greenland because it's really icy. You see, they're very tricky over there.
I know. Well, fingers crossed, we're going to buy Greenland soon. And then it'll be real easy to go to. Okay. So, wow. Dancers, am I right? So the first chorus gets to the table. What you have here, you have some vegetables with a caprese spin. What that means for you is basically tomatoes and mozzarella and balsamic, you dum-dums. All right, enjoy.
So you dopes.
Don't worry, no snails are hidden for you, you stupid lady.
Let's see here. The Joao checks on the the captain checks on Joao, and he's like, "I'm still not great." I'm like, "Oh my god, can we still stop getting scenes of Joao being sick? I'm tired of it now." And when he says, "I'm not great actually," he's like massaging a pack of cookies. He's just like staring at it, like massaging it.
I did not notice that. Stop jerking off the cookies.
So one of the girls doesn't eat all of her caprese salad. And their deconstructed caprese, which, sorry, but I think a chef named Anastasia already did that dish, Ben. Also, you know, the unimportant one.
I mean, also, capreses are barely constructed in the first place. So to deconstruct them is like just moving the tomato to the different side of the plate. Okay, it's not that hard.
I know, but we did give Anastasia shit for doing a deconstructed caprese because it's like already deconstructed.
I know.
So it's funny that he gave her a little more cred. He's like, see, it is fancy.
I mean, no, I'm sure it's delicious and fine. I just think it's funny. I think it's a funny concept for a salad.
Yeah, it's like a deconstructed peanut butter sandwich. Just like a spoon of peanut butter. Yeah. So Aisha is like, well, you have to ask Hannah why she sent it back. And Ben is now mad that his plate was sent back. You know, and this is somehow Hannah's fault, right?
Right. And on top of that, Hannah's like, all right, Ben, now that people have returned your salad that they didn't want to eat, we are ready for the next course. He's like, why is Hannah rushing me right now? I didn't realize she had a plane to catch.
And she's just barely keeping it in. Like, if this was earlier in the season, she would have ripped his head off already. Yeah. So the lady's like upstairs, the lady's talking. She's like, you know, like we would have wine tastings, but they just serve you like a tiny amount. Like, you know, that's where that mac and cheese was. Oh, and that lobster truck. And I guess they're talking about why they only ate a little bit of the caprese because it was so much food.
Maybe. I love how she says, like, she talks about going to a wine tasting where they only served an ounce of wine as if that were a novelty. It's probably because they all live down in Manhattan Beach or Hermosa, because I also looked at
Hermosa.
And they they mentioned Hermosa later, but they're all like Manhattan Beach, which means that they probably went to like the wine, like they probably went to like a vineyard in Temecula where they like a wine tasting is like, you know, the size of a Coke can or something like that. I'm like, I don't know why I'm being so snobby to Temecula. I think it's because I went there once and I had a terrible wine tasting. So I'm like, forever. I will.
Yeah,
and also
Temecula for you forever.
Well, also, Vicky, one time, I think Vicky and Tamara went there and they were like, look at us being so fancy, chasing wines in Temecula. I'm like, you know what? Temecula has lost all wine credibility to me now. All wine credibility. What am I saying? The point is this. These people are dumb. So now, Ben is in full victim mode and he's like,
why are you rushing me? I mean, how about you give me a bit of help, a bit of support? Why are you aggravating me? Why are you rushing me? I can't be rushed. You know this. I'm like,
you finished a course and she's saying the next course is like, are you ready for the next course? That's not rushing. It's like basically a very standard question after a table has been cleared.
Yeah. So they're setting
so
up.
So mad. Temecula really changed my vibe.
Yeah,
like,
Temecula ruined everything.
Got like, in there. Like something came out of me. Like a part of me just died in this recap thinking about Temecula. I was like, I just created a whole narrative in my mind about these people going to Temecula and thinking like that was the height of wine tasting. And I got
snails.
So mad.
Snails. Ew. At least in Temecula, they didn't make us swallow snails. So that was good.
These people probably are like very nice people, and I'm just so mad.
Yeah. So Hannah's like, well, I've got a surprise upstairs. Nah, boring Dan. I see you on the stairs. I'm behind you. If you fall, I got you. It's like, ugh.
Stop flirting with boring Dan. Gross.
Yeah. Don't. So now, they serve them some surf and turf, which is like filet mignon and lobster, and they love it. They all love this dish. And afterwards, Ben is like, oh, now I'm delirious. I can't even see myself. Oh, my God. And he's like sitting in a chair, and like Aisha's giving him like a little massage, and they're just like tending to him. I'm like, you made steak and lobster. This is like.
Yeah, calm yourself down there over there.
I know. I mean, like, you are a much better chef than I will ever be. I believe that, and I know that what you do. I know it's stressful. I know it's hard. But don't go acting like, oh, this is what I can do in my sleep. And then you make steak and lobster, and then all of a sudden you're, like, sitting in a chair, and people are doting on you. Like, you just ran, like, you know, an Iron Man competition.
But it's like he realized how basic all the guests were because he served them all that stuff. And then even when he served him surf and turf, one of the guys is like, whoa, I don't think I've ever had a slice of lobster and a filet at the same time. I was like, oh my God.
I don't think I have either. I will defend that person on that one note. I think I've had lobster and I've had steak and I've had them very close to each other, but I've never taken a bite of them together. And I think the reason why is because they're both so special. So why would I mix them? I don't know.
Why would I do that to myself?
Why would I do that to myself? Why?
And why would I do that to the protein? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't do that in Temecula.
Yeah. So Hannah her Moulin Rouge night goes off. The can-can dancers come out and Captain's like, oh, I'm so proud of Hannah. Look at this. It is mind blowing.
So everyone's happy. Everyone loves the dancers. The dancers leave. Sandy's happy. And Hannah is just getting horny for Dan. She's like, I know he's boring and he's generally pleasant to look at, but basically all season long, the closest thing I've had to a lady erection has been watching Travis fall on his feet when he's drunk. So I think I need something good. And I think Dan will be the one.
So she's flirting with Dan, and Dan's like, Hannah, if you don't mind, maybe we could have a whiskey nightcap. She's like, are you coming back up for your whiskey? Are we doing it now? He's like, I'm coming back up. And Aisha's like, Hannah, I'm so proud of you.
He's going to have a cheeky roadie, if you know what I'm saying. I don't, but I'm proud of you anyway.
Oh, so then she does a really awkward flirting scene with Boring Dan. Oh, so she's like, What kind of whiskey? Have you had a good trip? Pity you're leaving, Dean. And he's like, well, you know, I'm in enough trouble, honestly. That's why we're here right now, you and me, the troublemakers. It's like, oh yeah, we start troubles. Should we start the engine right now? The trouble engine? I have so much to say to that, but I won't, Dan. I won't.
Well, maybe I might start that trouble engine, but first I want to read the user's manual because it's important to follow the rules. Yeah.
Hey, you know we're going to hang out, right?
Where are we going to hang out?
Hermosa. Come out. We've got bikes and sunset.
There's a bar called Sharky's where you can drink a bucket cocktail that comes with a plastic shark in it. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Well, are you single, Boring Dan? He's like, I'm seeing a girl, but it's still new. She's like, oh, wow, Dan, you just went from a night to a minus. Why don't you just take the Benson and Hedges out of my purse and be done with it? Jeez.
I mean, you know, she's no you, Hannah, but she is pretty sexy in her own right. She is a CPA. Wow.
Hannah, what do you think of W-2 taxes?
If you ever filled out a 1099, yeah.
And Joelle's like, ha, 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 what did I interrupt here? Hannah, maintain your professionalism. Ha, 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 slut bucket. Ha.
So Hannah goes to sleep at 3:30 in the morning. And now it's 7:30 in the now we 4 hours later, Anastasia's up, and the whole plan is that the guests are gonna wake up and have brunch at 10:30 in the morning. So Anastasia has decided she's gonna do some sort of arts and crafts thing. Although first she is telling us that she has a real issue because when she wakes up in the morning, she likes to have coffee and then she needs to poop and there's nowhere for her to go. Which I don't know why the toilet's not an option, but
well, because she doesn't want to wake up Hannah. So Hannah's sleeping, and so she doesn't want to go into the room and poop and wake up Hannah.
Oh, I didn't realize the bathroom was like in the room. Oh yeah.
Yeah, everything's in the same little 5 feet or whatever. So Ben's like, God, like thanks a lot for sharing. She's like, okay, brunch at 10:30 then. And then we get a shot of Jack sitting in bed scratching his butthole. Like, really? Yeah. Do we need this?
Getting right in there.
Like, a
right
really long, lingering scene. Like, I like, really
we,
don't
like,
need
cut
this.
Back to it, like, three times. Like, oh, is he done with... Oh, now he's on his taint. He's on his taint. So, Anastasia has decided that for this brunch, she's going to do something really special. She's going to do some sort of arts and crafts thing where she's going to make these labels for everyone, and she's gonna sort of age them with dye and dip them in water. She's just excited to do some sort of arts and crafts thing. So she's decided that she's going to do that first before she sets the table, which is not good because Sandy wakes up and she walks by the empty table. It's 8:30 in the morning at this point, and Sandy sees the table and goes, "The table's not set. Not cool. Not cool."
It's the opposite of a banana. You know, the tech team has the toys in the water, and I didn't even have to ask. That's real yachting. So she asks Anastasia why the table's not set, and she's like, "Well, their brunch is at 10:30. She goes, "I don't care. Table setting is 101. Now wake Hannah. Wake up everybody and get the table set immediately."
She's I'm like, pissed.
Yeah, she's like, "I am livid. Everybody up."
I love when Sandy declares when something's yachting. You know what? We like to put a fork on the left and a knife on the right. That's yachting.
That's yachting.
That's yachting with Sandy Yawn at 4:30 p.m. on Saturdays on WPIX New York.
So then we cut to Colin talking to the guys about how he slept with a 40-year-old once. He's like, "But she's not a cougar. It's only 9 years older than me." And then the captain is back to being mad. She's like, "The deck was set up, Anastasia. Why was the deck set up, but the table's not set?" She goes, "Yeah, but there's like three of them, and there's only one of me, okay?" She goes, "Well, I don't care. They do anchor watches. They do this. They do that. Why aren't you?" It's excuse after excuse after excuse. I'm sick of having this conversation. I was like, you know, they just planned a huge fucking party last night, two nights in a row. And
exactly.
They didn't miss anything, you know?
Also,
like, she's acting like she's actually catching them in these huge... You know, like, they really fucked up, and they haven't fucked up. Like, if it was 10, if the guests were up and the table was not set or something, but...
Whatever. Yeah. Well, Anastasia should have just said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I did not prioritize that correctly. I'll do it right now." She should have just said, like, "I'm going to do it." Just done it. But because she sort of pushed back a little bit, that's when Sandy got really, really mad, you know? Yeah. So now Hannah has been woken up because, you know, Anastasia told everyone, like, okay, like, she's on a tear. She's just... crazy right now. Everyone has to wake up. So Hannah walks into the salon where Sandy is, and she's trying to do that thing like, "Oh, I have no idea that anything's wrong. I'm just going to walk in and say, 'Good morning. Good morning. I'm in a happy mood,' because clearly you're in a happy mood and everyone's in a happy mood. Good morning.
I'm pissed, Hannah. It's 8:30. The table's not set. There's nothing inviting if they wake up and want to sit. What's inviting out there? What's inviting?" And Hannah looks out there and she goes, "Well, that view is pretty inviting, I'd say." She's like, "No, the table. They sit there. There's nothing to invite them. I want that table to invite them, Hannah. Have that table send out an invite. Immediately, I'm living."
"You know, Hannah, that's the difference between me and you. We're different when it comes to that level of service. The implication is that I like good service, and you don't know what service is, honey. Huh? See, look, I just did the honey thing. It was fun. I like that. That was good. That was fun. Yeah."
Yeah, it's so weird because usually you can just root for Sandy automatically, right? Because usually Hannah is fucking, like, there is something going on, you know, in previous seasons. But Hannah's actually, like, making an effort to impress Sandy. So to me, Sandy just kind of looks like an asshole. Like, who says that? Like, that's the difference between you and I. Like, I believe in good service, and you don't.
Sandy's like, just in, like, classic boss mode. She's in classic boss mode where she's annoyed about one thing, so she's going to, like, basically torture everyone. And so Hannah's like, "Well, honey, Captain Honey, I wanted two people on service last night, which I thought was important, so that's why they're sleeping in right now." And Sandy's like, "There are three deck crew up. They were on anchor watch, which is hard. They have to sit there and sit. And they washed all your dishes." And the best part is that for some reason, Sandy is now holding two coffee cups. She's like, "This is how I argue. You know I'm serious when I'm holding two different coffee cups.
Because
which one am I going to sway forward? Because
she's acting going forward, like, yeah.
And this one."
Yeah. "It's the dance of the coffee cups, Hannah. And that's the difference between you and me, okay?" Well, the reason she's holding those is because she's acting like she's making coffee for all the guests. Like, she's doing it because no one else is there to do it. She's, like, got a tray of coffee cups in front of her, and she's making all these coffees. I'm like, why are you acting like they're missing serving the guests? Well, I think she's just being a fucking asshole all right now. So she's like, "Well, come on, Hannah. I mean, you know, those guys have anchor watch. They did all your dishes last night." I'm like, "Yeah, okay. And you also took one of her crew members." Like, I don't know. I just think she's being an asshole, personally.
Yeah, especially because it was, I mean, I think Sandy has a point, which is that the table should have been made because someone could wake up early. Like, that's, I think that's actually a legitimate and totally fine thing. But she should have just told Anastasia, do the table now. You know, I know you think we're not ready. Like, yes, breakfast is at 10:30. Do it now, because I don't want someone coming up here and singing. And then just, and Anastasia should have just done it. And now it's a whole thing. And now Sandy's got two coffee cups sloshing around. And this is already going to accelerate my upsetness, okay? So just do it. And so Hannah now is mad. And she's like, I'm fucking done, honey. Go find yourself another chief stew. Which she doesn't tell to Sandy, but she tells us. So now it's like, suddenly after a season of them getting along, they're fighting again.
Yeah, and Hannah stays pretty calm. She just goes, oh, I'm very sorry about that. And then the captain just, like, goes with her sloshiness. And the captain is like, you know, not one thing is set up. Not one thing. Are things juiced? Are things juiced? And Hannah opens the fridge, and she goes, that's not orange juice. That's grapefruit.
Where's the fresh orange juice? Yeah, she goes, where's the fresh orange juice? And Hannah points to this thing, and she goes, and Hannah goes, that's not orange juice. And Sandy goes, that's grapefruit juice. It reminded me of the scene in Best in Show when Parker Posey is trying to get the Busy Bee replacement, remember? And the guy's like, well, we don't have Busy Bee, but we have this. And she's like, that's not Busy Bee. That is a bear in a vest. Captain Sandy turned into.
Parker Posey. Yeah, she was pissed. She's like, everyone up, everyone up.
Okay, lady.
So
it's just a weird hill to die on.
I know. It's and a strange thing at the end of the season. I don't know. She just was like in a snit. So next week is the season finale, and we'll see what happens with Sandy and Hannah's relationship, which seems like it's taking a turn for the worse out of nowhere. So
dun, dun, dun. We'll be back, everybody. Actually, our schedule's a little different this week because of our live shows. So the recaps, the final two recaps of the week will both be live shows. So we'll see you in those places, Charlotte and Nashville, for Real Housewives of Orange County and Real Housewives of Dallas, Kai.
Yeah, so just, you know, hold on to your booties, and those recaps will be up either on Thursday or Friday with Orange County and then Dallas afterwards. So thank you, guys. Buy tickets to our shows. Well, I can't wait to see a bunch of you guys 2 days from now. So that's basically it. See you soon. See you in Charlotte.
Bye.
Bye.
There are some things in life even Sky Broadband can't guarantee. They can't guarantee you'll only see green lights on your journey home. Hooray! Or that your car radio will always play your favourite songs. But with their Wi-Fi guarantee, they can guarantee Wi-Fi in every room of your home. If not, you get money back. An absolute classic. Sky, believe in better. Requires Sky Broadband Boost and Sky Kit. Refund on Boost component of subscription paid during current minimum term up to date of claim. See sky.com/guarantee.
Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October. Brexit will bring changes that affect businesses in many ways. Particularly if you buy from EU suppliers, sell to EU customers, provide services to EU clients, and receive customer data from other businesses in the EU. Businesses need to prepare. Find out how at gov.uk/Brexit. Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October.